Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to another Press Start to Start podcast with us, the Screed Peekers. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, JD.
Welcome.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Not a whole lot really happened this week. There's a couple things here and there. Some Nintendo announcements, some more rumors, updates, and PS Plus stuff that's exciting. For us, I guess. Well, not really for us. But
I mean, not even really for us.
Community.
We're just excited about the fact that they're real.
Yeah. But other than that, not like a whole lot of stuff going on, which isn't exactly surprising for this time of year. But, you know, it happens. But I'm sure we'll find something to talk about.
Yeah, we always do.
We like to ramble and rant.
Yeah.
About people ranting about things.
We do like to complain about complainers.
Yeah.
But everyone else complains about the dumbest stuff. We only complain about the good things.
It's true. Listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Listen to only us.
But before we get into the news, Jeff, do you hear that?
It's the sound of no one caring.
Oh, it's the what you playing bird.
That's it?
Yeah, it's coming, Jeff. Listen to it.
What you playing?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's good.
You've done better.
You've done worse.
That's very true. I've done many worse things.
So, yeah, I've noticed. I need to talk to you after the podcast. So we started playing a new game for our YouTube channel. Jeff's only half paying attention right now because he's reading through somebody's stupid Twitter feed.
I'm trying. It doesn't. Okay. We started playing Fortnite Battle Royale with Shirley Joy for our YouTube channel. There are two episodes up now.
It's fun. Yeah. There should be two more by the end of the week, hopefully.
Yep. And they'll all have two views. One by me and one by JD.
There's more than that now.
There are three.
There are 17 million.
We're
going viral. There's seven on the first video, Jeff.
But neither of us have played Fortnite before. JD had played PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds before, but I had not.
Yeah, so you haven't played a Battle Royale game.
I had played the Battle Royale mode in GTA 5.
Ah, okay.
Which is, honestly, they're all the freaking same.
Yeah.
You get parachuted in, you gather stuff, and then you die anticlimactically.
Yeah.
And you don't win.
No. Most of the time, probably not.
But Fortnite was really interesting because we were playing it split controller style.
Yeah. So if you don't know, and haven't listened to us before, we played Dark Souls Share the Joy style, which means you use Xbox One's co-pilot mode, which is in the settings, in the controller settings, where you can hook up two controllers to control the same person.
Yeah. I mean, if we wanted to, we could not delegate halves of the controller.
That just gets
confusing. And then just like argue and fight over what we're doing.
Oh God.
It's honestly much easier this way.
It is. It's much more manageable. We each have jobs and we know what our jobs are most of the time. Sometimes we forget,
hey,
who's moving it or who's aiming.
I mean, it's just
whatever.
Moving in a game is, it's like the thing you do, like naturally, right? You just always do it. So sometimes if I'm, when we're playing and I'm not moving, it's just because it's generally because I'm just like not even thinking about moving on purpose. It's weird that even though it's my one job, now I feel like I have to think about it more.
Well, it's like your movement is based off of your aiming, kind of.
Right. And since I can't aim, I don't think about moving sometimes.
Yeah.
I have to try to think about where you want me to move.
Yeah, your movement's kind of dictated by what you want to look at, you know, and what you're kind of figuring out. But it's interesting. Fortnite's interesting. It's fun to play a shooter game this way.
Yeah. I mean, I still think a first-person shooter would be really hilarious, but we're basically experiencing that right now with a third-person shooter.
Yeah. Do you think it's easier or harder or the same difficulty as Dark Souls controls? Just from a controlling standpoint.
The fact that we have to aim, like ADS, is definitely really hard. That's a big shift in my mental frame.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause in Dark Souls 1, we don't really need to communicate too badly about attacking, since you decide whether to attack or whether to dodge.
Yeah.
Obviously, I screwed up where we were dodging a lot of the times.
In Dark Souls 1. That's not even your fault.
But like, but we didn't have to coordinate super strongly on the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now we absolutely have to coordinate.
That's true.
Like I have to be moving and then think, oh, I'd probably want to attack now, so I'll aim down sights. And then every once in a while, you'd be like, okay, stop aiming. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess. Okay, if you don't want to. Oh, you know, it's... I think it's harder. I think that aspect alone makes it much harder. What about your as the buttons, man?
I mean, it's less complicated because movement's less precise in this game. In general, just because Dark Souls, we could go careening off a cliff at any moment because of a mistimed dodge or an input that I press that you're not expecting, you know, things like that, you know, killed us all the time.
Right, right.
Walking
across narrow bridges in particular.
Yeah. But with Fortnite, I feel like aiming and things, like it's weird not doing both. Because, like I said, movement and aiming are, like, paired together, you know, when you're playing a game and movement's kind of dictated by aiming and thing, and kind of vice versa, too. And I'm used to, you know, being able to control both and being able to control when I aim down sights or not.
Well, and in Dark Souls, you're never going to be attacked by something that like is way outside of your field of vision, right?
Right.
And we're both so intimately familiar with Dark Souls, we basically know where all of the enemies are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this, in Fortnite, we need to be much more aware of everything around us.
Yeah.
And that's way hard when movement and looking are separated, because it's like, if you're controlling it, you can turn around and walk backwards while looking at stuff. Whereas it's really hard to coordinate doing that.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot more communication that needs to happen in Fortnite
that
because
we really need to work on.
It's hard. It really is, especially because it's a PvP game.
I think next time we just need to narrate literally every decision we're planning to make and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I know you think it's silly. I'm being 100% serious.
And no, then we can I don't think
and then
it's
we can
silly.
Pare down.
I think it's a silly, it'll be silly in practice,
but I think then we can like just start to figure it out.
But I think it's
then,
a good idea.
And then pare down what's unnecessary. So yeah, next time we plan on recording
yeah.
4 weeks worth of episodes in one go.
Yeah. But because it's a PvP game and we're fighting against other humans and stuff, we don't have get out of jail free cards like you kind of do in Dark Souls with dodging.
Right. Just running away and tethering.
Yeah, exactly. And so we can get away from the encounter and discuss what we want to do and then go back in. Or hide behind a shield, 100% block shield, and
while we chat
relatively
about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's like, get behind this tree.
Okay. What do we do? What do we do?
We need
do?
To figure out what we're doing right now or we're going to die.
Yeah.
And getting sniped is no fun. But sniping is really hard. Because the pulls are so freaking slow.
I know. That it was so frustrating watching that clip of us sniping. I thought they had drop-off. They don't. It doesn't look like.
Yeah, I thought they did too.
For some reason, I don't know how I got that impression they had drop-off. But watching it, it's very clearly straight.
It's just slow. Which is lame. Like, drop-off, I understand. But speed, it's like, really?
Like, I don't mind... What are they called?
Bullet travel?
Yeah, bullet time? No. So, like... The opposite is hit scan, where
yeah.
it's instant.
Right.
I don't mind it not being hit scan.
Right. I think that's fine. The bolts are so slow, though.
So... It's like a freaking Nerf dart.
It's like a crossbow. Like, that's like crossbow
yeah.
speeds.
And the crossbow was walking pace. I think at a good trot, we could outrun a crossbow bolt.
Yeah. Assault rifles and shotguns. That seemed the way to go to me.
Yeah. And... tactical decisions. Obviously, we also, if you watch, and it doesn't really get much better, not good at building. We're really not good at building because it requires a lot of aiming around, moving very precisely, and button presses to get it to happen quickly yeah. and get back to your weapons. And it's tougher to coordinate. That's something that, like, if we could practice without screwing ourselves, we would practice.
Dubious as to the
usefulness of
the usefulness of building.
I'm sure it's one of those things where you can do very well without really building, but there are a lot of times where being able to rapidly build will save your skin. Like when we're out in the middle of a field and getting shot at and we're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
At that point, it would be like, let's just make a box around us, figure out where the attacks are coming from, and run away.
I think maybe metal stuff is just way better, because anytime I saw anybody build something wooden, it went down immediately. Like, being shot, it just immediately broke.
Right. That metal one took a while to get down.
Did it?
A while.
Was there a metal one? I don't remember.
Yeah. In today's, yesterday's, wink, episode.
At the very end?
Yeah.
I thought that was wooden.
No. It was metal. It also, it built very slowly as well. I guess there are these trade-offs. I don't know. Where do you even get metal?
From metal stuff.
I don't get
just
it.
Just break it.
But I do love how destructible, like, everything is. And it's really funny. People don't just destroy walls and crap. Like, everything can get broken. Why don't people break things more often?
Doors. Because doors are a thing.
Doors.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the houses. Like, everything is destructible, but we don't ever see half-destroyed houses.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Can't even talk about that episode, because it's going to be weeks till that episode gets put up. We have varying successes.
Yeah, there's a couple episodes where we got
pretty far.
Some sweet kills.
Yeah.
Good.
Yo.
Excited for those to go up.
I get why people really like it, because, like, it's so, you get back into a game so fast.
It's crazy. It's so popular right now. So you get into games of 100 people, like, boom, done. Like, you
well, and it's
queue up and you're then in.
By the time you're dead, half those people are dead. So they're already queuing again, too. So it makes sense that there'd just be sort of like a steady churn. But it is fast.
The world is freaking huge, too.
And it's big. And I mean, like, I'm sure a lot of those people know it intimately, every nook and crevice. Yeah. And every spawn point.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really interesting. I think we were talking about it before, but I don't think I would play it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely want to play it with people.
And there is that squad or duo option. I want to try those out. I installed it at home to try it out. I haven't yet on my own.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that you can have fun playing alone. Like, there's some super tense moments that we had, for sure. You know, just hiding out and, like, what, like, when are they going to come in? Are they going to even come in here? Maybe they didn't see me or something. Maybe they don't want to come in here because of the threat of having us having the advantage, you know, knowing that they're coming in. But it's super intense and really interesting. I like those dynamics, and the ability to break stuff down adds another element of surprise you could have on somebody, which is fun.
Sorry, the very last death from our last recording session was
ridiculous.
Very little happened, which is kind of our big sticking point.
A little anticlimactic, but funny nonetheless.
But it is, very little happened describes probably half of our lives. Just so, like, spawning, not even seeing anyone, even though we touched down near someone.
So pros and cons, right? A lot of stuff, a lot of games, nothing happens. You won't run into anybody.
Yeah.
Because it is a ginormous map.
And if enough people land near each other, they'll all kill each other, and there will be even fewer people on the ginormous map.
Yeah. So, and maybe that's compelling to some people, you know, just being able to hide. And that's a very good strategy to have, is to just hide, because the probability of somebody running into you until nearer the end of the game, like, that's, it's pretty low to get somebody randomly finding you somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it is a huge map, even though it does, you know, pare it down relatively quickly every like 4 minutes. I think it starts to shrink or whatever.
Yeah. Like, the timers took us a bit to figure out that. First timer says it's going to start to shrink. Second timer says it will be finished shrinking by this time.
Yeah. So I like that they do that, though, because it makes the game more interesting and forces encounters with people, which is good. But even still, you could go an entire game without encountering somebody until the very end. You know?
You could.
And get in the top 10.
Yeah.
And for me, the game is the most fun when you are in a town with a bunch of people around, and maybe not a bunch, but like a couple people.
Yeah.
Because it makes it really tense and stressful.
And yeah, the sound, the way the sound design works and everything works out really well to creep you out.
It was great wearing headphones, hearing everything.
And then whispering to each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're whispering because we want to make sure we catch sounds.
Right.
Like we're not whispering to not be heard. Yeah. We're whispering to... to not be too loud.
Yeah. Also a little bit subconsciously not to be heard, I think. For me,
it
at
was
least.
Definitely that. I mean, and because it's silly to do so.
Yeah. But it is fun. I would love it more if it was like enclosed maps in some of those towns, you know, with people fighting each other.
That'd be pretty
cool. Really cool.
I mean, it made me really interested in the single player PvE. I wanted to know what that's about.
Yeah. Is it like a Mass Effect, like...
Horde mode type thing? Yeah. I think so. But I'm not sure.
That could be cool.
I want there to be a demo or a trial of it somehow. You know? I want to know what that's about.
Yeah. So I've played PUBG as well. And I can say easily that this appeals to me so much
more
than PUBG.
I have watched clips of PUBG, and I can tell you easily this appeals to me more than PUBG. I mean...
It is so much more polished. It's
not a mod of Arma.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Like, it just shows so much more that this game was made by a bigger developer than, you know, the indie game that PUBG is, right? Differences between the two, there aren't many, but, like, obviously the big one is the building mechanic in Fortnite. You know, PUBG does not have a building mechanic, and as far as I know, destructible environments are not a thing.
Mm-mm.
From what I've played.
I don't believe so.
PUBG has upgradable... backpacks, so you can pick up more stuff.
This is true. And sometimes with like weird little armor. I know something about frying pans.
So you can, there is armor and helmets and, you know, jackets and
things. Yeah, there's more equipment, which
I think it bogs the game down.
I think it would make Fortnite more interesting, but I'm not going to unilaterally say it would be an improvement. You know?
Yeah. I honestly think it bogs PUBG down a bit. It makes things slower. It makes you have to compare things more and decide what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep. Spend more time in inventory. I think PUBG's inventory system is just cluttered. And it's kind of weird and awkward to navigate when you're first starting. I've only played a couple of matches of PUBG. I haven't played a whole lot. But it's fun, but it wasn't interesting or polished enough for me to be like, yeah, I want to get this. And Fortnite's free. The Battle Royale is free, and PUBG is like $25, something like that, $30.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think it's 30.
It makes it a pretty easy decision on my end, the game that I think is better is free,
$30,
and the other one is not. I did play it on Xbox One, PUBG and Fortnite, and obviously PUBG has a lot of problems on console.
Yeah, everyone, and whereas Fortnite. We had some rubber banding every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's really the only real problem.
Yeah. I think that was it. I don't think we ran into any glitches, which is great.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Mm.
There's a lot of confusion about a lot of aspects of the game, though.
It's a lot of weird crap on the main menu.
How picks are detected. And a lot of stuff on the main menu that only matters if you have coins, which we don't have, because I think the only way to get coins is to pay for them.
I don't know.
It might, maybe if you win, you get some. Like if you get one.
Probably.
I'm just going to Google it.
Yeah. But yeah, the pick is a terrible weapon. Don't ever use the pick.
Yeah, it does 10. It does 10.
And it is the reticule that does damage. Like you have to be touching
that's
the person with the reticule on it. And that's weird. I understand it from a gameplay standpoint, from a, you know, mechanic standpoint, but as far as like a physics standpoint, I'm waving this thing around in front of me in an arc. It's like, why am I not hitting somebody that's in front of me? But you know, it's just to encourage you to, hey, don't use this for attacking. You need to get a weapon, and you're probably not going to be attacking with a pick anyways, because you know, if you make it any distance into the game, you should probably have weapons. But anyways. That's our experience with Fortnite.
The way to get V-Bucks for free is to play PvE Fortnite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Thankfully, nothing game bending happens with the purchases. It's all aesthetics.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I think that guy on the right looks like John Wick, kind of.
I'm pretty sure he's supposed to look like John Wick.
Okay.
There's no way.
Right?
There's no way that's not supposed to be Keanu.
Yeah.
And yeah, PvE campaign is $40.
Eesh.
I just want to try it.
See. I know. Make a demo, Epic, please.
Come on, man. All right.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Try it. It's free.
Yeah, there's no reason. I mean, except bandwidth, I guess. Or free time.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't know what I was thinking about what I've been playing lately. And I was like, I've been playing so much Rainbow Six lately.
That's funny.
And I was like, what do I have to say about it? I don't know. It's really fun. Having so much fun. I mean, I guess part of it is finally I have like a team of five of us that like play together regularly, which is just magical because that's the size of teams.
Mm.
And it's just like a couple of us will start playing and then just kind of everyone will just flow in naturally. Like, oh, you guys are playing. Sweet. I'll play with you. And then just us taking up an entire team, communicating effectively. It feels cool sometimes when it just clicks. Like all of you kill one person and then you just win.
Yeah.
And then other times when you just keep failing and you're like, what are we all doing wrong? We can't even blame the random.
Am I ugly? Am I fat?
I don't know. It's just really cool. And Siege just came out with this big update today. That's a big deal. With the new PvE mode, co-op mode that I'm anxious to try. It's just cool. Siege is Ubisoft's games where they just like release a game that's kind of okay when it comes out and then a year later is regularly pointed to as one of the best games in its genre.
It's just weird.
It's like The Division, right? Like we haven't played The Division since it came out.
Yeah.
But it's supposedly amazing now. And Siege is like steadily ranking up in like the top competitive games. I don't know if it's outclassing CSGO yet, but it's so fun to watch in my opinion.
Oh yeah. Have you watched any competitive stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's funny. So you get every gun can hang charms on it, and you unlock charms for like various reasons, or you sometimes get them in loot crates.
Mm-hmm.
Loot crates you can't spend real money to buy, for the record.
Good.
But there was a thing where if you watched the Invitational, you would get charms. Like if you attached your Twitch Prime account to your Ubisoft account,
yeah.
Then you watched it, and it would like check how much you'd watched and award you different charms based off of how much you had watched by the time the Invitational was over. Which was, I thought, a really funny way to get people to watch your Twitch stream. But I ended up watching a bunch of it, and I was like, man, first of all, mouse and keyboard. Am I glad I'm playing this on console?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
get destroyed.
The skill ceiling's lower on console for.
Yeah.
Aiming, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas on mouse and keyboard, I could never get to that skill ceiling. It wouldn't happen.
You have to play a lot.
I would have to play a lot more than I do now.
And you're not like me, probably. You're not like a one game all day kind of guy.
No, like,
you know,
you gotta dedicate yourself. Already I've been feeling like, I'm playing Siege so much lately. There's so many. I need to get back to Xenoblade. Like, guys, I just picked up Xenoblade. No.
Yeah.
Oh, but all four of you are on. Well, okay. You know, it's a problem with team-based games.
Yeah.
Anyway, just some thoughts. I don't know. Siege has been out for 2 years now.
Jeez.
Yeah, starting year three.
Gross. Quit playing that old crap.
Yeah. All right, let's talk news. Hey, that was some right now, I guess. Operation Chimera just came out for Siege.
Nice.
Nintendo
points.
Yeah.
Well, my Nintendo, you know, so they have the silver coins and the gold coins. You get the gold coins for buying stuff. Silver coins are just random crap you get from, like surveys and things, I think. I don't know. It's weird.
It used to be surveys.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. I think it's just you just plug in your stuff.
But there's silver coins too. I know there's silver coins. I don't know what you
they're
use
platinum
them.
Platinum coins.
No, no, there's silver coins. I swear to God, there's silver. My Nintendo. Let's find out.
Wait, are platinum coins the really good one or the really not so good? Yeah, there are silver coins.
Yeah.
No, they're platinum. They are called platinum coins. Don't you
look are like they?
Don't you look like a fool? They're silver colored, but they're called platinum.
That's stupid. That's dumb because platinum's usually better.
About points. Yeah, platinum is better.
What? What are they?
No, they aren't. Yeah.
Okay.
Because platinum points are.
Because I just found a random platinum point from clicking on the.
Platinum points
are
the ones that you can just. You spend in game to get stuff. They're like the Ubisoft rewards, right?
Okay.
Whereas gold points are the ones you get for buying things.
No. And they call them points, not coins? That's confusing. I mean, it makes sense, but it's confusing to me. I want them to be coins. Anyways.
I thought they call them both.
It says gold points right here. Done. Platinum points.
Whatever, they're coins.
They're coins, right? It's like, they're, come on. Coins. Anyway, so gold coins...
Points can't be a material.
Gold coin, yeah. Gold coins you get from buying games and like registering them or whatever. And they've just announced recently that you can now buy stuff with your gold coins. And each gold coin is worth 1 cent a piece. So depending on how many coins you get per game, I think Jeff was saying it's about a 5% discount.
You get 5% reward.
5% back.
Yeah, you get basically 5% back in Nintendo points. So if you spend $60 on a game, you get 300 gold points back. And this is if you buy it digitally.
Three
if you
bucks.
Buy it physically, you get 1% of it back in gold points. And their argument is honestly fair. One, if you pre-order with Amazon, you're going to get it for like $20 off. Two, you can trade it, sell it back, give it to a friend, what have you. Or return it. Because apparently this was a bit of a problem before where people would buy games, get the code, fill in the survey, and then return it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. That's ridiculous. So anyways, so it's nice that they actually have a way to use your points now, because they're you couldn't use them.
Yeah, they've been around for a year and you couldn't use them. And now,
at least
now
on Switch games.
And now they're expiring.
You could buy other crap with them, but if you just got a Switch, it's like, well, why do I have these? And why are you making them expire?
Yeah, dude, you could use them to get 3DS rewards.
You can get a calendar.
You could get a physical calendar?
I don't know, probably.
You get wallpapers. No, I think they were all digital. I think they only have digital rewards now.
Really?
I don't think they do physical rewards in any way.
Lame. So, anyways. So I have 50 cents.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty
sweet. I have 24. I take it back.
I haven't registered any of my games, so I'm hoping that I can...
Yeah, I haven't registered my physical ones.
I'm hoping I can register them now.
Where... How do you...
I'll show you later.
Redeem...
It's weird.
Earn points. There it is.
It's
redeem a point code?
I'll show you. It's like literally on the menu. You have to like press the
in the soft. Yeah, I have done it for
weird.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
I think I did it for Zelda and then I was like, "Huh, so that's that."
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, "Oh, you can do that here. I shouldn't because there's nothing to get them for."
Look at all these ways to earn silver coins. Who gives a crap?
They're platinum points for some reason. Stupid. Anyways, so that's a thing. Some people are frustrated, but whatever. Get over it, I guess, because it's like you don't get one gold coin for your purchase. They give you enough to where eventually you can actually get something like after a couple purchases, like a eShop game or something maybe. Anyways, so that's that. Let's move on to Rumorville with Eurogamer.
Well, hold on. First of all, the Diablo thing.
That's what I'm doing.
No, but you pre-Eurogamer. There was the tweet from Blizzard.
Yeah.
That we didn't talk about last week. Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Blizzard's Twitter account, posted a short video of a Diablo.
Was it a video?
Yeah, like a GIF. Okay, hold on. First of all, Twitter You upload a gift.
The year was 1995.
you upload a gift to Twitter. It converts it to an MP4 and puts a tiny word GIF on it. It's not a GIF. It's an MP4, which is a video. I hate them. Why do they call them GIFs?
Whoa, calm down.
It's
getting
just
riled up.
It's
Jeff.
Just straight up lying, and it upsets me.
Okay.
But
does it loop?
Videos loop. You just click the repeat button.
But it keeps looping without you hitting the button. Jeff.
That's just a different video player.
Whoa. Calm down.
Snap the mic stand.
Yes, so.
They posted a video of a Diablo nightlight being switched off and then on again.
Mm.
And people said, Diablo 3 for Switch?
They're like,
which I could see the line being drawn, and then said,
there are plenty of developers that are cheeky like that.
Right, totally. But then Blizzard released a statement, follow-up, saying, we have no announcements to make about Diablo 3 or releases on Switch at this time.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is pretty standard. Like, everyone's like, oh, that's just standard PR talk for, we're going to definitely do it. I'm like, no, that's standard PR talk for, we're not going to say yes or no, because what if we decide to do it in the future? You'll say we're liars.
Yeah, it was worded very specifically,
but
so it's understandable if you still believe. I get it.
I get it too, but I think reading into that response to say it's definitely happening is that doesn't make any sense.
I hope so, because it makes
right.
a lot of sense.
I think
for
it makes
system.
A lot of sense for the system. I think it'd be great. Anyway, today. A.K.A. yesterday.
Yeah, so Eurogamer, who loves to make bold claims all of a sudden, decided that, or, well, heard from their sources, whoever these sources are, we don't know, that Diablo 3 is definitely coming to the Switch. This year, I think.
This year.
So.
And that guy I was reading said it'll be in a Nintendo Direct this Thursday.
Really?
I don't think he combined those. He said there's a Nintendo Direct this Thursday.
So, I mean, take that as you will. I mean, we know that a lot of these journalists, they have a lot of sources for this sort of thing because they know a lot of people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very possible that they have credible info. But I think it's a bold claim to say, yes, Diablo 3 is coming to the Switch.
Yep.
I think it's okay to say our sources tell us that Diablo 3 is coming to the Switch.
Sure.
But your headline is grossly misleading.
Super misleading, especially when you read the body of it and it says, yeah, pretty sure it's coming.
I hate it. It's, yeah, it's annoying that they do that, but they're doing it to get clicks, right? So you can't really blame them, but it is frustrating. But we do want it.
Yeah, we do.
Because Diablo 3 is a good game.
On the subject of the Switch, just a word of warning. Apparently, Switch is not currently showing accurate play activity times, which is like one of the two features that the Switch social network has,
yeah.
Showing play time on games. It's not accurate right now. They say it's still being recorded accurately in the background, which, yeah, obvious. How would you mess that up?
I don't know.
Makes sense that it's probably just reporting it wrong.
This is for folks that got the Switch like early, like day one. Like it's now starting to like.
It probably started to. It probably started to overflow or something.
Something, yeah.
Or it's like truncating a character somewhere. That happens, unfortunately, often.
And the last of the Switch news is that the Xenoblade update is out.
Yeah,
which is cool. So you can now not have to watch stupid cutscenes.
I wanted to text you about this because I played it. And I tested out opening a core to find out what happened. Have you done this?
No.
Okay. It does not work like a normal cutscene skip.
You don't press plus and then A or whatever?
Now when you open it, it says, do you wish to watch the opening video? And you have to say no.
Every time?
Yep.
Ugh, why?
Well, no, it gives you three options. It's like, show me the full thing.
Maybe.
Just show me the part where they bring it closer. And then it'll skip the, like, brandishing of the weapon aspect. Or just skip it all. It's really weird. I think it's cool that they're giving us multiple options, but just because earlier we were talking about how I was like, I read in the way they described it in the patch notes sounded like it's just not just a normal cutscene skip. And it isn't. It's this weird thing that's unique.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm not saying whether or not it makes sense. Just reporting the facts.
I feel like it should just be like you press the play because like with the last part that you could skip from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't work exactly like
that. It just should be that.
I don't know why it doesn't.
Because I'm guessing they want it that way so that you don't have to do that second part if you don't want to.
Right, and skip two cutscenes.
You just skip them both right at the same time, right?
But now I still have to think about it and be like, right, that's the one I want.
See, that's what's frustrating because...
And then if you mess up and pick the wrong option, you can't skip the bringing the core close to your bosom
freaking dumb part. Well, and what if you... accidentally skip the brandishing weapon part and then get a rare one?
I'm very curious. I haven't opened a rare one yet. I'm assuming if I get a rare one, it will show me their freaking cutscene. If it doesn't, I will.
You can go back and rewatch them.
Tears of blood.
In the theater, you can go back and rewatch.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about the theater.
Yeah, which is nice. So if you do miss it, it's annoying, but you could, if you do happen to miss it by some random chance. They are fun, except for the dumb ones with the faceless blades. Because
well, no, the rare blades.
But yeah, the rare blade ones are awesome.
Blades.
So anyways, so that update's out now.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Also, better map options. I like it. It's very useful.
Mm-hmm. New Game Plus.
Yeah, a bunch of New Game Plus stuff that's very spoilery.
Easy mode, I guess. I don't know exactly what easy mode is.
GG easy. Probably just reduces.
Like de-level yourself in New Game Plus. And yeah. There's new blades and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Very exciting. I want to go back to it eventually so I can get those last two blades I'm missing. But I don't know when that'll be because I got so many other games I want to play. Got to finish Horizon. Got to play Yooka-Laylee.
Oh my god, Yooka-Laylee.
I know.
I keep forgetting.
I haven't even started it yet. I'm glad I haven't though because I want that to be like a continuous start playing, finish playing. Like I just want to play that all in one go.
So PS Plus this month, look out.
Whoa.
Really, really good stuff on it. First of all, Bloodborne. That's the PS Plus game. Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, if you haven't played Bloodborne, it's JD and mine's... I mean, it's up there in terms of best games on the PS4. It's probably my favorite game on the PS4, although I really liked Horizon.
Yeah, I think hands down it's my favorite on PS4 of what I've played so far. Last of Us is really good.
Last of Us is really good, but Bloodborne is just tasty.
And Last of Us was technically a PS3 game.
Yeah, it's true. But Last of Us, yeah. Anyway, it's just tasty, tasty meat, tasty stuff to eat. If you have never played a Dark Souls-esque game, you can now try it out with the free Bloodborne. If you played Dark Souls and kind of liked it, hey, you can play Bloodborne now. If you played Dark Souls and didn't really like it, you might as well try Bloodborne. It's free.
Yeah.
And it's a really good game, Chuck.
And there,
I don't care what you say. It's good.
Get over it. There should be a lot of people playing
like
it.
I like how it moves. I don't know.
That's funny.
It's weird. And yeah, there will be a lot of extra people playing it. One, because it's now free. And two, there's a really big event.
Yeah, people are like, hey, we should return and play
return it. Return to Yharnam.
There's lots of people. So that's cool.
Yeah, I may pop back
in. And Ratchet and Clank is also...
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank remastered.
Yeah.
Which I should grab anyway. Just, I kind of... So it's like, it was one of those rebuilt from the ground up type ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually played the original.
Interesting.
So, I might look at it. It wasn't my favorite game. It's pretty generic platformer, but it does have a lot of personality.
Yeah, I'm very interested to give it a try.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's just one of those franchises you've never touched, but everyone knows about, like Spyro. So many people give a crap about Spyro, and I'm like, who played that game?
I know. Always saw it in like Fred Meyer electronics section.
It just seemed difficult to control,
or
like
whatever.
Controlling a quadruped seems weird to me, in a third person shooter.
Well,
or platformer.
And it was also back on the PS1.
Well, yeah.
Too. When there wasn't a joystick yet.
Ugh.
Yeah. So there was that, which didn't help. I think that's what threw me off on PlayStation, the Sony consoles. at the beginning, because it's just like, look, we've moved past this now. We're on a joystick, so you have just more allegiances as a kid anyways.
It's true. And mostly because you're limited in terms of
currency. Yeah. You got to justify why you have the one console you have. Justify.
Bethesda released a save the date wedding invitation for their, not really a wedding invitation, for their E3 showcase this year. It's a pretty cute video. I suggest you look at it just because, I don't know, I like cute animations. But it is kind of weird how early they're doing it.
Yeah.
But E3's in June. That's only 2 months away.
3 months.
It's the third. June is the sixth month.
It is indeed.
Yep.
And we are in the third.
Yep, I got it. Figured it out.
It's tomorrow.
Who knows what this means? There have been rumors that Bethesda Gameworks has been working on a new franchise.
Is it Gameworks?
Gameworks is their game creation.
Oh,
Softworks is the big daddy company.
Right.
And then they're owned by ZeniMax, who are the Comcast levels of evil type company, supposedly.
Okay, sure. Weird.
Okay. But Gameworks is their personal ones. Because they also publish like id Games. That wasn't a Gameworks, I don't think. Doom?
Yeah.
I don't think
Doom. Oh, did they publish that?
Yeah, that's a Bethesda. Doom is a Bethesda game.
Really? Was it always?
No.
Okay.
It was an id game.
Right. Right. I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. Was it its own thing, or were they owned by somebody else before? Id Software.
Game Studios, excuse me. Yeah, I think they were just their own thing, man. Maybe, I'm sure they got bought by ZeniMax at some point.
On June 24th, 2009, ZeniMax Media acquired the company. In 2015, they opened blah, blah, blah.
They were just indie. Owned by Carmack and Romero, right?
Sure.
Although Romero left to create Ion Storm, which failed. Legendarily failed.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Oh, man. You should look up the history of Ion Storm at some point. It's, like, it's a huge crash and burn. Like, Romero was a huge celebrity at the time.
George Romero?
John Romero.
Oh.
George Romero, always a celebrity in our hearts. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
That's words. Neither here nor there. Bethesda. E3.
Yes.
Look forward to it, I guess.
Maybe. Who knows what they're actually going to announce.
It is kind of funny. That they definitely have a brand of first person.
Yeah.
I mean, Dishonored.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Fallout. Doom. Wolfenstein. Prey.
Man, like, pick a genre, guys. Wait.
No, I mean, like, genre as in, like, setting. Yeah, those are all crazy different settings. Yeah. But they're all first-person.
But they're all first-person.
I mean, like, and gritty. Prey's an immersion sim. Elder Scrolls and Fallout are RPGs. Dishonored is stealth. But they're all kind of, big production first-person shooters. Kind of funny.
It is funny. But I mean, hey, they know what they like and they know how to do it. So,
and they're all good games.
Would be really interesting to see them branch out, though.
I mean, Elder Scrolls Online is a third-person shooter. Or a third-person MMO. Well, I'm bad-mouthing it because I don't like MMOs, but it's supposed to be really good.
Oh, really?
It like everything else, it got better after release.
Huh. It actually surprises me. I figured it just died.
Me too. Cool. There were weird-ass rumors that Bethesda's going to announce a game that officially crosses over Elder Scrolls and Fallout. And I don't believe that
That'll happen.
Just because they're in the same engine doesn't mean they're in the same universe.
Oh, yeah. Bethesda, update your frickin' engine.
Game Cryo?
Yeah.
They've been using the same one since, I want to say, Arena.
Like, I hate to
Elder
break
Scrolls
it to you guys.
2.
As much as everybody loves Skyrim, it's old. Like, it feels old school.
I know, man. And I mean, they update it every time. Game Bryo is what it's called. Dang it.
I'm sure a lot of people like it because it feels old school and it reminds them of playing games growing up, you know, which is fine, you know, I guess. So it's not like a huge thing.
It's not Game Bryo,
but
Scrolls Engine.
It would be cool to see them update that so it feels different. I'm not really necessarily
it is Game Bryo
the market for it though, because I haven't really played many The Elder Scrolls.
So yeah, games. They've been using the same one since Morrowind, but it's been updated every year with new stuff.
Yeah.
Completely, but
same husk.
It would be pretty sweet if they rebuilt it from the ground up.
Yeah. Well, whenever they actually start working on the next Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah. I think last word was, we haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
We've only
I'm sure there are ideas on paper somewhere, but whether or not they've actually done anything.
Yeah. It's obviously going to be...
Freaking do your job, Bethesda.
Very serious. Anyway.
Overwatch.
Oh, yeah. There's a new hero. Brigitte.
Brigitte.
Yeah,
my name is Brigitte.
That's her name.
Not Bridget.
Yes, correct.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. Yeah. That is me going, actually, it's pronounced Brigitte. No, her name is it's either Brigitte or Brigitte. I think it's Brigitte.
I hope it's Brigitte because Brigitte sounds dumb.
Brig it up.
Don't be brigitted, Jeff.
Anyway, I don't know. Honestly, most of what I know about her is lore-wise, which who gives a crap about the Overwatch lore, except for me. I don't know. She looks fun. All the Overwatch heroes are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's our news.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Rumor is there's a Nintendo Direct on Thursday.
Maybe, but it's from No Name McJones over here.
I think that every week. I'm like, there could be Nintendo Direct this Thursday. They would just spring it on us. It's happened before.
Oh, yeah. I won't be surprised. I kind of expect one to be in March because it's 1 year after the Switch launched. So it would make sense to be like, hey, we want to talk about how good the Switch is doing, you know, and talk about what's coming this year, you know, up until E3 maybe or something so that they can get people excited and then, and we're going to have more stuff to say at E3. Or have some weird, crazy surprise announcement early because Nintendo likes to do that crap. Because they're nuts.
They are nuts, man.
They do whatever they
just,
want.
They just bring that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I would guess we wouldn't get anything earth-shattering until E3. But they've surprised me before with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, who knows, man. I hope there is one. I don't expect there to be one.
I hope Thursday. There is one every week.
But I just want to hear more about a lot of stuff. You know, Metroid, potential Smash at some point.
Retro.
Retro, if we get something from them this year, it's got to be E3. Like, 'cause that's the biggest stage. Either E3 or the Game Awards. I think those are kind of the big platforms, you know? To get people really, like, to get the hype going.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me, at least.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Patience, JD.
No patience.
Patience is
the
game.
I want it now.
What are you?
Want it now, Daddy.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Veruca Salt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, that bitch.
Wow. Really She was 11 years old.
Yeah, knew what she was.
That's it.
So there won't be an episode next week, and probably not the week after that either.
Oh my gosh, Jeff!
I know. I'm sorry, screaming fans. I'm freaking busy.
Oh, Jeff!
And I'm more important than you.
Jeff, I love you.
That sounds really weird in my headphones.
Woo! Look at that screaming fan, that raving lunatic outside.
But hopefully, this time has passed. This too shall pass. We'll have a heck of a lot to talk about.
I hope. What the hell?
We'll have to find out.
Find out when?
In 3 weeks.
Ugh.
It'll be...
So long.
Like March 27th? March 28th?
Let's look at the calendar. Yeah, 27th.
Okay. Yeah, I win.
You win the grand prize of Doodly Squat.
I mean,
thanks for playing. See you next time.
See you next time, everyone.
In 3 weeks.